cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
That's what we're going to do. 6:40 is the time on WSW, and a little throwback sound. Of course, baseball has got a great tradition from years from when it started to where we are today here in 2021. We'll forgive last year for whatever traditions might have gone awry because of COVID. It's a brand new season that also COVID's being dealt with in some ways. We've got a 162-game season on tap, starting with Game 1 today for all 30 baseball teams. It includes our Detroit Tigers, and 12:50 today, Tigers and Indians on 790 News Radio WSGW. You're along with Dave and Pat and Charlie this morning. And Pat Johnston, appropriately attired, too.
Well, thank you.
With the Tigers shirt on this morning.
Of course, of course.
Under the flannel, of course.
Well, a very warm flannel.
It is a bit brisk.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a beautiful day for baseball if you like winter, I suppose. So.
What you're wearing actually might be appropriate at Comerica Park today.
Yeah, I think so. Wear your winter coat and gloves and
hat. It's wouldn't be the first time that people have had to dress that way.
And then what?
For an opening day.
48 hours, it's going to feel like spring.
I mean, yeah. Next week, you could lose the flannel shirt and just enjoy the T-shirt. My
right.
Goodness. So we are looking forward to it. Hope you are, too. Tigers baseball fans, for a 54th consecutive year, the Tigers are playing on WSGW. We know the opening day pitching matchup. As you mentioned in sports, we've got Matthew Boyd throwing for our Tigers, the Indians countering with ace Shane Bieber. I've been looking, but I've not yet found an opening day lineup posted for our Tigers.
I haven't either.
Okay, because usually it's released early, I guess you could say, because generally you know the morning of.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Hinch, though, perhaps is still trying to turn the wheels and find out where all the different spokes of the wheel are going to fit in the opening day lineup.
Yes.
At some point, obviously, we'll know. We know that one thing we know. Miguel Cabrera is playing first base.
We do know that.
We do know that.
Yeah.
For the first time since, what was it, 2019?
2019.
I think. Yeah, since he's been DH the past year and so since then. The Tigers sporting, of course, as all baseball teams are, a 26-man roster. These are the names you need to get used to, and some of them you're already aware of, like Grayson Griner, one of our catchers.
Yeah.
But the new catcher is Wilson Ramos.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is he's starting today.
Yeah, he's starting today, yeah. Yeah.
Your infielders among those names, of course, Miguel Cabrera.
Yep.
Jamer Candelario.
Guarantee he's starting today.
Came into his own, especially at the end of last season.
Yes, he did.
Your Castros, your Harold Castro and Willie Castros.
Yeah, probably Willie Castro.
My guess
will
is.
Be in the lineup today.
Nico Goodrum. Continue to appear in the lineup in a variety of positions that he can play.
He's this generation's Don Kelly, you could say.
Put him anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Scope. Back.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
He was doing very well last year, and then he got hurt,
mm-hmm.
and he's come back. Your outfielders, including familiar names like Jacoby Jones,
right.
Victor Reyes.
Oh, yeah.
But some new names like Robbie Grossman. He'll be starting today.
Yeah, he'll be leading off, most likely.
Nomar Mazara.
Yep.
And probably the most fun roster player this year, at least at this point anyway, Akil Badu.
Yes, yes.
Who's made the Tigers roster as a Rule 5 player, who last year played single A, has not appeared in anything higher than that, but after a spectacular spring, the Tigers had no choice but to put him on the roster. They had actually no choice because if they didn't put him on the roster, he'd go back.
He'd go back, well, go back to
his original team. And I can't remember where he's playing with.
Wasn't the White Sox, was it?
I don't recall.
I don't either. But that's why they had to keep him. And you know, he made their decision difficult because he had such a great spring. How could you? They had to bring him up.
They did. And so I don't think he's starting today, but my guess is he'll get some early action as quickly as possible. And your pitching staff, your starting five of Matthew Boyd, Julio Teheran, there's a new one for you.
Mm.
Tarik Skubal.
Yes.
Who started to shine last year in his first chances. Jose Ureña. Who did very well this spring as a new guy, and Casey Mize, another one of our youngsters. So we got two guys that have been talked about for years who are part of the rotation.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see how they're utilized. Of course, last year they were already going to be relegated to a certain number of innings pitched, and I'm not sure they ever achieved that.
Right.
because of the reduced season.
And remember, everybody, that this will be a six-man rotation most likely once they get Spencer Turnbull back.
Yes, we're waiting on that.
Yeah, he's on the COVID-19 protocol list, so he's going to miss there. They believe the first couple of series.
And then we'll go from there, as they say.
Yep.
Your bullpen, names you'll recognize perhaps from the past, like Jose Cisnero and Buck Farmer. Michael Fulmer starting the bullpen. Some are suggesting he'll get that start as necessary in place of Turnbull right now. They're trying to figure out what to do with Michael, who's, of course, a former Rookie of the Year, trying to battle back after some arm issues.
Yeah.
He's been kind of hot and cold, I guess. Still got some stuff, but he needs more consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Garcia. Daniel Norris. Nice to have Daniel back. Tyler Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
Who last year, of course, set an American League record for most consecutive strikeouts by a reliever.
Mm-hmm.
That was a crazy moment. Derek Holland.
Yeah, intrigued by this.
This is an interesting one.
Yeah.
New guy who just had a spectacular spring.
Mm-hmm.
And so he couldn't be sent down. And my guess is he'll be the closer. Gregory Soto.
I would probably guess, at least to start the year.
Yeah, because he comes out of the bullpen throwing darts.
Yeah, yes, he does. High 90s, and then he's got a great sinker and curveball, too. So, yep.
Well, if he can maintain control and throw more strikes than balls, like you want any pitcher to do, but especially a closer, but probably getting the first chance as far as a closing role. We'll find out, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, of course, not listed here on the player roster, for those that have forgotten, there is a new manager in the dugout. The A.J. Hinch era begins today.
Yes, it does.
By all notes, players have been very positive of A.J. during the spring. He seems to have brought a positive attitude, an atmosphere of wanting to win, but a reality of understanding that the Tigers still have some building to do. He's not trying to sugarcoat things, let's just say that.
No. What I like, though, is it seems like that A.J. Hinch said he would come to Detroit as long as he had some decisions, I think. As long as decisions were left to him, at least regarding the team. I have a feeling when Ron Gardenhire was here, his job was just to manage whatever team the front office gave him or told him, you know, that here, we're going to put this player up or we're going to put this player down. I think Hinch, he said, listen, we got to do it this way, which is I want to give it to the person who deserves the spot. I don't care their age or service time or whatever all that garbage is that whoever deserves it, they get the spot. And I think that's why Casey Mize and Tarik Skubal are playing.
Had a chance to earn their spots and did.
And Akil Badu as well.
Yeah, very much so.
So, and he's a good, he's a mix of in which he coaches a little bit from the gut, but also believes in the analytics as well. So he's a kind of a hybrid, you could say.
It'll be interesting to find out how the Tigers play this first game, as like any team does. But remember, as we go through the first game, even the first few weeks, and that does not a season make. A lot of times you're trying to face for the first time a real baseball game. Yeah, I know they played preseason, but it wasn't really, you know.
It's preseason.
A lot of times you just, until you get that first real competition, you're not sure what you got.
Yeah.
One of the intriguing stories, and we've talked about this, but we'll remind you, as far as milestones go, Miguel Cabrera, 13 home runs away from 500, 134 hits away from 3,000. If he were to achieve both this season, and it's very doable, if I'm not mistaken, I'm hearing that he'll become the first player ever to achieve those two milestones in the same season.
You are correct.
So that's pretty significant for the future Hall of Famer. Hope there's room on the wall out there, as his number will go up at some point the future. And just so you know, from baseball, quote-unquote, experts, it seems that the White Sox are consensus to be the team to beat in the American League. Cleveland's very good, but the White Sox, it seems, are the team to beat as far as the division title this year in the American League Central. We'll find out, obviously, but just to give you that hint.
Oh, go ahead, Dave.
Take the White Sox over Cleveland any day.
Very good point. If you want to put it that way.
I heard the Major League Baseball Network's Steve Phillips say he's predicting that the White Sox are going to the World Series.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
One of the baseball experts there says that they will play the Dodgers.
Okay, so that's just how good the White Sox may be, despite the loss of the hitter they had the other day, mm-hmm. Elroy Jimenez.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to look it up to find out.
Thank
we were
you.
Talking about yesterday. And so, happy opening day.
Yeah.
12:50, just hours from now, on 790 News Radio WSJW, your 54th consecutive year of Tigers baseball.